afternoon. Welcome to the Hot FM News at 12 hours today, Wednesday, the 11th of June, 2025, with wind gusts of 22 kilometers per hour. It's 26 degrees Celsius in Lusaka this afternoon. The headlines. The government announces delay in repatriation of former President Lungu's remains. ICTAS calls for appointment of competent leaders to head the newly established cyber security agency. And Austrians hold vigil to mourn 10 victims of school shooting.
The Hot FM News with Hugh Jempampundu.
Thank you so much for joining us on other news in detail. The government has announced that the remains of 6th Republican President Edgar Lungu will not be repatriated today, Wednesday the 11th of June 2025, as earlier communicated. In a statement, Secretary to the Cabinet Patrick Kangwa has reviewed that ongoing consultations between the government, the late president's family and other stakeholders are still in progress to ensure a smooth and dignified repatriation process. Mr. Kangwa has stated that the public will be informed in due course of the new date for the arrival of the former president's body from South Africa. He has further advised members of the public that full details of the state funeral program will be released once all consultations have been concluded. Meanwhile, the Center for Humanitarian and Public Resource Empowerment has condemned the government over its handling of the illness and subsequent death of the 6th Republican President Edgar Lungu, describing the situation as a national embarrassment. CAPRI Executive Director Chazingwa Daka has called on the government to publicly take responsibility for its handling of the former president's condition and to issue an official apology to both the bereaved family and the nation.
The organization is saddened by the way government handled the sickness and subsequent death of the 6th Republican president, President Edgar Chagwa Lungu. The happenings around his sickness and subsequent death are a source of concern and a disgrace to the highest office of the land and the Zambian people at large. His death has brought a lot of full embarrassment to Zambia. Our take on this issue is for the government to own up this blame and apologize to the family and the Zambian people in the way and the manner they handled his sickness and now his death.
The Information and Communication Technology Association of Zambia has urged the government to appoint highly qualified and competent individuals to lead the newly established cyber security agency as part of the implementation of the Cyber Security and Cyber Crimes Acts both enacted in 2025. The Information and Communications Technology Association of Zambia President Clement Sinyangwe has noted that the new legislation provides for the creation of a cyber security agency tasked with enforcing the law and ensuring effective prevention and response to cyber-related crimes. Speaking to Hot FM News, Dr. Sinyangwe has emphasized the need for the government to equip the agency with adequate tools and resources to effectively manage the country's cybersecurity landscape. He has also called for the formal inclusion of the Information and Communications Technology Association of Zambia as a regulatory body in the ICT sector, highlighting that the association maintains a comprehensive database of ICT professionals across all fields in the country.
We are supposed to have a cyber agency, cyber security agency, which will be an agency that will be, responsible to ensure that they fight such crimes. Yeah, now coming to your question, I think Zambia is capable of handling that. We have a lot of people with skills and experience in identifying such crimes. Or what you need is some kind of tool to help you undertake your duty. The government also will ensure that they put in place enough equipment to help you combat.
Now, Children International Zambia says it has so far reached 500,000 households nationwide with programs in health, education and economic empowerment. Organization board chairperson Anthony Matoka says millions of children in remote communities continue to face a critical gap in accessing essential health services, largely due to poor infrastructure, long distances to health facilities and limited medical resources. Speaking during the signing of a memorandum of understanding with the Zambia Flying Doctor Service and the Churches of the Health Association of Zambia, Mr. Matoka said the partnership will enable children receive necessary medical services.
Our primary objective is to ensure that all children and youth have access to the requisite health services when needed. Our combined efforts will positively and significantly impact the hard-to-reach and vulnerable communities in need of health services. Undoubtedly, the long-term impact of this joint initiative is truly measurable. To date, Children International Zambia has successfully reached over 500,000 households. That's indeed 500,000 households. Not individuals, households. Providing them with a comprehensive range of health, education, economic empowerment projects, and all of these have positively impacted their lives and fostered important and sustainable development.
And Zambia Flying Doctor Service Board Chairperson Rosemary Kimwenda said the partnership with the Children International Zambia marks a new chapter in delivering life-saving medical supplies to remote communities.
This initiative really underscores our commitment to efficiency, accountability, and maximizing positive impact of every resource entrusted to us. We know as donors and cooperative partners, you seek tangible results and sustainable models. And this MOU that we're signing, our staff are signing today, is testament to our proactive approach in delivering precisely that. Through this collaboration, we envision a future where, one, access to health care in underserved areas will significantly be enhanced. CIZ's influence can help attract investment in medical infrastructure, equipment, and training.
Meanwhile, the Churches Health Association of Zambia head of grant and compliance, Michael Kachumi, said the partnership will help identify underserved areas with the greatest health needs to ensure effective distribution of medical supplies. In more news this afternoon, the National Health Insurance Management Authority, NIMA, has officially launched the NIMA EcoBank Smart Pay platform, a new digital solution aimed at improving efficiency and transparency in the authority's payment system. Speaking at the launch, NIMA Director General Michael Njapao has described the partnership with EcoBank as a vital step toward enhancing transparency, traceability of funds, timely contributions, and improved accessibility for members. Mr. Njapao has disclosed that since its inception over 5 years ago, NIMA has registered more than 5.3 million principal members, with many already using the e-NIMA platform to make monthly contributions and check their membership status.
Convenient and secure gateway for contributions and payments into the National Health Insurance Fund. It simplifies the payment process for our members, more so employers, to submit returns and pay contributions conveniently, consequently easing the premium collection process for NIMA as well. Ladies and gentlemen, members of the press, through this platform, we aim to, one, improve accessibility to NIMA services by eliminating geographical and logistical barriers by members.
Meanwhile, EcoBank Zambia Managing Director Aina Moore says the partnership not only strengthens the healthcare ecosystem, but also reinforces the bank's commitment to financial inclusion.
The launch of the partnership between EcoBank and NIMA. This collaboration marks a very significant step forward towards us providing accessible, efficient, and seamless healthcare payments for all Zambians. At EcoBank, we believe in innovation, inclusion, and empowerment. Today, we are here to reaffirm that commitment by introducing our integrated solution with NIMA Enterprise Resource Management, which is available across all our digital and physical channels.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank, more than banking.
The Solar Industry Association of Zambia has reported a significant surge in demand for solar systems and equipment for commercial and industrial use compared to the domestic and residential sector. Association President Matanda Mwewa says there has been a marked increase in inquiries and tenders for solar installations from hotels, factories, farms and other commercial entities. He says this growing interest has also attracted more foreign and local companies to set up operations in Zambia, offering solar solutions tailored specifically for industrial applications.